Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 1-800-958-6699. That's 1-800-958-6699. Again, 1-800-958-6699.
The Internet of Things, cars, homes, offices, shipping containers, shopping carts, clothes, devices, everything. It's a fantastic dream. You will constantly be in touch with your stuff and everyone else on the spinning blue marble, so the world will literally be at your fingertips. We're kind of almost there now.
Unfortunately.
Yes. What do you think about that goofy IoT name, the Internet of Things? We're stuck with it, but it's kind of what's happening. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
I'm Joe Casera. And stick around because Dave will be talking to Billy Wong, R&D Director of Fosmon, supplier of electronic accessories, including audio, video, gaming, smartphone, and home automation products. Yaman, it's Fosmon. Don't pick that up? I don't think so.
Very good. No, I think that's a good way to remember it. So you want to stay tuned. That's coming up with Billy and I in just a few minutes here on Into Tomorrow. Sally in Cary, North Carolina, listens on 680 WPTF out of Raleigh. Hey, Sally.
I'm very interested in knowing where I can get information on how to integrate my 3D camera, a two-lens 3D Fuji camera, with my television, if it's possible to produce images that can be seen in 3D.
Oh, good question, Sally. We found only one 3D Fuji camera, so we think you have a Finepix Real 3D W3. If that's the case, the camera has a mini HDMI port that you can connect to a TV. The catch, obviously, is that the TV, of course, has to support 3D images. Otherwise, it won't work. If it does support them, some 3D pictures may still display in 2D, particularly edited pictures, or the ones taken with the camera in a 3D mode may not display in 3D.
Now, if your 3D TV can read .mpo images, you may just be able to plug in a USB drive and play them from there instead and bypass the camera altogether. But that's dependent on the TV's features, not the camera's, so we can't really tell you that for sure. The easiest way will probably be to play them from the HDMI port, though.
Yep. Sally, I hope that helped you out. And Sally was smart. She requested a particular prize. You see, that's what we're trying to get everyone to do. No promises, no guarantees. But since she was smart, requested one of our Backtrack C6 keychain breathalyzers from the folks at Backtrack. And I'm holding it in my hand right now. And I'm sure it's not for her, because she's probably not a big drinker. It's probably for her friends. You know, it's probably for her friends to make sure that when they leave her house, they're safe to drive. So if you want one of these or any of the other prizes, stay tuned that we're going to be mentioning shortly. Do what Sally did and mention that when you call in and be heard on the program, because we want to give you stuff whenever possible that will benefit you or that you would prefer to receive.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by Tiffin, makers of the Steadicam Volt. Mount, power on, and go. Learn more at tiffin.com. That's T-I-F-F-E-N.com.
Arlen sends an email. Be sure to call next time to win some of the really cool stuff. And he says,
there are several European music videos that I very much enjoy listening to. Is there any way I can download these to listen to when not online?
Well, yes and no, Arlen. You can definitely download the music videos if you're willing to pay for them. That's fully legal, and they're usually available wherever you buy songs, like iTunes, Google Play, and, of course, all their competitors.
If we're talking about videos on YouTube, well, take a look at YouTube Red, which costs about $10 a month and lets you download YouTube videos and play them offline. Their own CEO described Red as really a music service. Apple Music will cost you the same, and it will let you do the same. If you want to do it without paying for the videos or a subscription, then you really can't do it legally, and we're not going time to talk about it. But we can also tell you that Google is your friend when you want details on things.
Yes, because it's our job to answer your questions. And while we say, hey, whatever you do, do it legally, it's not with a wink and a nod, but we would not be honest with you if we didn't tell you. Of course, there are other ways you can do it. And if you search hard enough, maybe not even so hard, you can find some of these ways. We don't recommend it. And we would slap you on the wrist if you did. But, Arlen, yes, there are other ways. But you want to stay legal, that's how you do it.
We ain't your mammy. You do what you want, but we'll let you know, yeah, you can do it.
But we will warn you that anytime you download some of these files from some of these third-party sites, not saying that it's always the case. Sometimes those tend to come with some of that malware, spyware. So
an extra goodie, a little, so if extra you're going, nugget center.
So
there.
If you're going to do some of that kind of shady stuff, make sure you have virus protection on your computer.
There you go. That's also good advice. And back up, back up, back up all the way into tomorrow.